Second parak of Kalim, second Mishnah. Hadakim shebeli cheres, a small kli cheres, pottery, kako same as the same. If what remains after part of it broke is its base, the bottom of it, or the walls of it, but it's still in the state that Yosh Mishlom is mochim. You could put it on the table and it won't tell out and spill out its contents. So even though part of it is missing, it's still Mekabel Tumah. Shiurim, what is the shiur? Michdei Sikas Kotten V'ad Lug. That if it's up to, originally was up to the size of a lug, then as long as it remains, that it could receive, it could hold enough oil to anoint the pinky of a newborn baby, is Mekabel Tumah. Milug V'ad Sah, if it initially was from a lug to a Sah, which is six lugim, which is four lugim, sorry. So the revius, if a revius a lug remains, then it's still mekabel tumah. We saw that assignment. If it was initially from one set to two set, the chatzi lug, if a chatzi lug remains out of it, then it's still mekabel tumah. It's a time that sholosh that chomish soim. If it was from two soim up to five soim, then it has to, after it's broken, you have to have a lug remaining, belug. This is all Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, that depending on the size, that's how much has to remain afterwards. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva Oyma, ain't any noisin ben mida. I don't bother with the amounts. Elo. If you have these small klicheres which were broken, but it's still the base remains in a fashion that it doesn't have to be supported. There's something known in those days called the small kideres, which up to that shear it's enough that remain after it was broken remained the amount of a sikas eva cotton, the amount to anoint the pinky of a little child. Mikderes hadakos v'adchovis ludius, from those type of kideres to some type of jugs from lud is had to remain a revius. Miludis had lachmios, from the size of a jug from lud to base lechemons, that's a had to remain a chatziluk. It was known the size of these ones, that's why he didn't bother saying the how much they contain. Lachmios had chesavim gedolim, from these lachmios jugs to these larger ones, has to remain a lug. These large jugs, containers of cheres, have to have at least two lugim remaining. Hapachim aglilim, these small receptacles from Galilee. The chavyoinis, you know, some other type of also small jars. Shir kakoseim kol shame. Even the smallest amount remains, as long as it can hold something, it's good enough. The einlem defanes, but if the base is broken, it just has the walls remaining, then that's not mekabel tumah anymore because it's not usable.